Hi, welcome to Medical Musings with Sam. This is a podcast for anyone whose lives are affected by chronic illness and are looking for hope in what can feel like a really hopeless situation. I'm a blogger, a writer, and founder of the online support group Medical Musings with Friends. I'm also the author of My Medical Musings, a story of love, laughter, faith, and hope living with a rare disease. Before becoming chronically ill, I was an executive manager with a passion for change management, coaching, and developing my team. Medical Musings with Sam is a podcast all about connecting with others who are trying to live well with chronic illness in the midst of difficult challenges and hurdles. Come on a journey with me, and together we can share our experiences of living a life of purpose, faith, and hope despite our diseases. Hi everyone, welcome back to Medical Musings with Sam. I'm really excited about this podcast episode today. It's going to be in three parts because there are three different things that I want to share with you. Firstly, I want to talk to you about an amazing new podcast that I have come across called Inspire to Be podcast. And what I want to talk to you about in relation to this particular podcast is the most amazing host to lovely young ladies, and I was really honored that they asked me to be a guest on their show, and that interview aired this week. So I'm very, very excited to share that interview with you. So in the overview section of this podcast, when you go into Spotify or whatever app that you use to listen to the podcast, you'll see a bit of a blurb about what the podcast is about, and you will see the link to the interview on Inspire to Be podcast. So, as I said, two most beautiful and inspiring hosts actually own this particular podcast, Inspire to Be. Samantha Wynn is the owner of the Wellness Center Still with Sammy, and she co-hosts with podcast and Instagram creator Elise Engineering. Both girls are just amazing in their own right. They have a gamut of qualifications for all kinds of things, from business to mindfulness coaching to counseling to whatever else. And I encourage you to look up their profiles and to dig a little deeper into their podcast to learn more about these two girls. But it was such an honor to be interviewed, as I said, by them. And they each have their own life's passion and purpose and their goal to inspire and encourage others to live their best lives possible, which is, as you know, very much the focus that I have on my podcast as well. So it was like a great combination of Medical Musings with Sam meets Inspired to Be podcast. And I think you will hear that very much if you listen to the interview. So being interviewed by these two ladies, honestly, it was like sitting down in a cafe, drinking great coffee or tea, and just hanging out with your girlfriends. And I hope that that's how that comes across when you sit down with a cup of tea or great coffee and hang out with us too. And so as I said, three parts to this podcast today. This is the first bit that I wanted to share with you. Please check out Inspired to Be podcast, and please check out the interview that I had with the girls as well, as I share very much the tips and techniques, ideas that I have followed and found and learned as I've journeyed through this life of living with a rare and complex disease, and found new purpose and found a way to turn great losses into new loves, and found a way to reach a level of acceptance where I can live a life, a different life, yes, as I've said before, but a life that has meaning and gives me a sense of still being who I am, not just being somebody who's categorized as having a disease. So that's very much the theme of the interview, and there's a lot of joy, a lot of laughter, a lot of love, and I hope that that comes through and it brightens your day, particularly if it's a tough day and you're having, a time of wondering how you can make it through and how you can you know, just get rid of the burden that the chronic illness can bring. I hope that the podcast interview will show you that there are ways of turning things around. It doesn't mean our illnesses go necessarily. It doesn't mean that, you know, we can just turn off a switch. But what it does mean is that we can live with them and we can live well with them, and that we can not lose sight of who we are and who we want to be, and we can reinvent ourselves and find that there is a new life and a new purpose waiting for us. So, please join us. And as I said, you will find the girls incredibly inspiring as well. So look after yourselves. I'm going to come back very, very shortly with part two of this podcast, which is all about a book sale. Talk to you in a couple of seconds. Hi guys, I'm back with part two of this podcast, which is all about a book sale that I am incredibly excited to talk to you about for a couple of reasons, really. It's got quite a special story behind it. My beautiful friend has organized a virtual Australian book launch. She's purchased 20 of my books to resell at a special price of $35 Australian, including postage to anywhere in Australia. I had no idea that she was going to do this, and it's just an amazing gift to me, and as a result, I hope an amazing gift that we can pass on to all of you. Now, as I just said, it's $35 Australian, including postage to anywhere in Australia. Now, in terms of my medical musing followers, 50% of you live overseas and 50% are Australian. So I don't want my overseas listeners to feel like you are not able to avail yourself of this offer. You are, but unfortunately we would need some contribution towards postage. That is the only downside being able to provide it internationally. But in saying that, that $35 is still very much Australian dollars. It's still very much a discounted price. So the book is retailing here for about $42 Australian and then postage on top of that. So $35 with postage included in Australia is a great discount. And $35 Australian, even with postage internationally, is still a discount. But as they say, but wait, there's more. And there is more, because the reason why this is a special book sale is not just the price, but I have actually signed all 20 copies of the books, and I haven't just signed them, but I have included a special message from me as well. The message is all handwritten, and I hope that it just adds a real personal touch to you receiving the book. My friend has also, I've also given her a whole heap of my medical musing business cards, which if nothing else, they look really pretty. Well, I think so anyway. But they also provide all the information about all the different links and the Facebook group, the podcast link, the blog link, etc. And you can keep some, you can keep a couple for yourself, use it as a bookmark, that very pretty bookmark actually. But also you can hand them to people that might be in need of a support forum because they are living with a chronic illness as well, or are just interested in reading the blog. So my friend will add, I've given her quite a few, so she'll add, she'll put in a few cards in there for you as well. So you get a book, you get I sign it, and I also have a handwritten message in there, plus you will get some of the My Medical Musing business cards, which can be used as bookmarks or can be given to others that you know who might be in need of linking with us and being part of a community that really does care about your journey with your chronic illness, and more importantly cares about you and cares about you finding a way to live the best life possible despite your disease, because as you know, you are way more than your disease. So that's what the book sale is all about. Now, how do you get hold of this. I can hear you thinking, come on, Sam, tell me. Okay, if you are interested in this special offer, all you've got to do is send me your name and address via direct message, or you can email me your details at medicalmusings@bigpond.com. Now, I will then send you the details on how to pay, and I will also send my friend your details so that she can coordinate the postage to you of the book. Okay, and we will do that as soon as we receive the information from you. So it will be as quick a process as possible. So just a reminder, if you live in Australia, postage is free. You get the book for $35. The books are signed. I have a handwritten message in the books as well. And you will also receive a few of my business cards, which can be used as bookmarks or can be used to give to other people. If you live overseas, you are very welcome to avail yourself of this offer as well, but we would need a contribution towards postage. So, and I will discuss that with you via direct message as to what that contribution may look like, okay, depending on where you live, obviously. So we'll have a chat about that. Okay, so that's the offer. I really, really hope that you are able to avail yourself of. There are only 20 books. It's a limited offer. So please, don't wait too long before sending us those messages so that first in, first serve, pretty much, and we can get that sorted for you. There was something else I was going to say about that, and you know what? It's completely just flown out of my brain. But I think I've pretty much covered it all. So, I just want to thank my friend from the bottom of my heart. She is my best friend, and you can see why. she's just an absolute angel. So I can't thank her enough. And it's a great way to have a virtual book sale. So it's a bit like, you know, as if we were sitting in a bookstore and I was signing books and handing them to you and you were paying for them. But it's unfortunately we're not in a bookstore, but this way we can reach so many people, or at least 20 people who might avail themselves. So I know what I was going to tell you. Just again, a little bit about the book in terms of I do tell my story throughout it, but it's not just about me. Every time I talk about my story or write about my story, I'm also providing you with ideas and tips and techniques on how to live the best life possible and perhaps apply something of what I've learned to your own experiences. And also, each chapter is a standalone chapter, so you don't need to read the book from beginning to end. It does flow like that if you want to, but it also, as I said, they're standalone chapters, so you can, you know, go from beginning to end, start in the middle, however you want to start, and just use it as a resource. And you know, there will be some chapters that speak more to you than others, and you know, earmark those. And when you have those moments when you just need to sit with a friend, I hope that that's what this book is like for you, and that you can just go, you know what, I just need to pick that up, I just need to sit there, and I just need to have a chat with Sam and just see what it is that I can do differently, and how I can get myself out of this what can be a dark hole sometimes when we're living with chronic illness. But I want you to remember that you are so much more than your diseases, and they're a part of you, but they're not all of you. And this is all about, My Medical Musings is all about finding a way to find new purpose, new passion, and with faith and with hope, realize that we can still be us despite our diseases. Perhaps a different version, but it doesn't mean to say it's not the best version possible, and perhaps even a better version than what we were before as a result of our diseases. So, you know, it's amazing what doors can open. It's amazing what joys can be found despite what we're dealing with on a daily basis. So I really, really hope that that's something that you can glean from the book, from the podcast, from joining our forum, Medical Musings with Friends, and being a part of this community, which is all about support, encouragement, love, understanding, and living that best life possible. So thank you guys for listening to this this book launch, and please, if you are interested, direct message me as soon as you can, or send me an email at medicalmusings@bigpond.com, and we will get you sorted with a discounted book signed by me with a special message with some bookmark business cards in there as well, which are all my Medical Musing branded cards. So lots of love. Stay tuned. This is not the end of this podcast. I'm going to be back in a second with some frequently asked questions that I have been receiving over the last year or so that I want to share with you and give you my answers. So stay tuned for frequently asked questions, and I'll talk to you in a couple of seconds. Hi guys, welcome back to part three of this podcast. Thanks for staying with me on this. I really, really want to share with you an article that I wrote about frequently asked questions. And it was a while ago on my chronic illness support forum, Medical Musings with Friends. I posted a segment called Any Questions? And I wanted to invite the forum members to ask me anything about my life, my disease, my writing. It was just an open book kind of segment. And I did it because I had been, receiving lots of questions anyway in relation to how I live, like I live, how I've accepted my chronic illness, how I've managed to turn my life around, those kind of things. So I thought, you know what, let's just open it up and see what kind of questions I get. The recurring question, or the theme to most questions, was how do you manage to write when you're in extreme pain? Now, I had just had my first major book published, My Medical Musings, A Story of Love, Laughter, Faith and Hope, Living with a Rare Disease, and I had written over 290 blog posts. So, you know, it seemed like a really appropriate question. For me, writing and pain are so intertwined, so my answer may not have been that unexpected. I'm currently in an extreme pain cycle, which I guess is a civilized way of putting it. You know, my bone disease is progressing. My entire skeleton seems to be under attack. I literally cannot weight bear on the right side of my lower back and leg. And, you know, put plainly, I just really hurt. But pain is such a personal, highly personal experience. And while we can all relate to varying levels of high pain, we all have individual reactions to it. Some people with high level chronic pain, they just withdraw altogether. Some cry, some laugh, some are silent, some sleep, some can't sleep, some eat, and some just have no appetite for food whatsoever. But for me, writing seems to take the pain out of my body. Now, as I said, I tend to talk or write about my pain because it helps me. And I think it's because for me, it names it. It takes the pain out of my body and it puts it into words. It helps me acknowledge it and makes me think about it in a way that makes me change how I'm going to function throughout my day or my week or even the month ahead in order to manage it, or at least to think I'm managing it. But it really does make me think, you know what? Okay, I'm in this pain. I want to live the best life possible. How am I going to do that? What changes do I need to make in order to do that? So the process of crafting a sentence for me is really cathartic. And, you know, as I write, even though, look, the pain is still there. I'm not saying, you know, I write and it magically just disappears. The pain is still there, but it de-stresses me. So I feel a sense of calm and peace. And as I've said in the past, if you can keep stress levels as low as possible, you can cope with higher levels of pain. And that's what writing does for me. So
that's my answer to that question. The question of how do you manage to write when you're in extreme pain? Simply because it helps me so much. Another recurring question was, how do you cope with the stress and anxiety of pain and disease? It's a really good question, this one, because, you know, pain does cause stress and it certainly causes anxiety. It just the thought of when you're in pain all the time and you know that the moment you open your eyes or even sometimes in a deep sleep you can feel your pain, how can you not have a sense of anxiety? And I'm not talking even, you know, diagnosed anxiety, which is very much a medical illness, a mental illness. What I'm talking about is just a really high level of anxiety that is normal to have because you are in pain. So pain is my constant companion, but, you know, I'm determined to remain joyful. And how do I do that? Well, joy can be in the moment or it can be looking ahead to an anticipated joy. Either way, it's a shift in thinking. So you're in pain, you're feeling anxious, you're feeling stressed. It begins to feel overwhelming. So you have to shift your thinking. You have to literally, and it can be even by having a kind of a self-talk where you say, okay, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to just be focusing on this pain. I want to think about something else. What else can I think about? So for me, as I said, it's about creating a moment. And I said actually in the podcast interview with the Girls on Inspired to Be podcast that it's a matter of breaking that cycle. So it can be as simple as saying, I'm going to make a cup of tea. I'm going to do something that I really enjoy, which for me is sitting down and sipping a good cup of tea. And that helps me switch that thinking. It also kind of draws a line under the sand of what's been a really horrible moment of extreme pain. Moment, probably longer than a moment, but you know what I mean. It creates a new moment. It creates a moment that becomes joyful. The stress levels go down and I can start to cope. And that's important. That's what we're after, getting to that coping level. And then it allows me to think about perhaps I can't do anything in that moment, but I can start, because I'm calmer, to think about looking ahead to anticipated joys. So moments that I know are coming up that I'm going to enjoy or I'm going to try and create or whatever the case may be. I hope that makes sense. But yeah, so a good dose of happy daydreaming never hurt anyone. And it certainly helps to take the focus from my pain onto happier things. Pain takes so much from us. And no matter your level of pain, no matter your disease, we have to do everything we can within our power to not allow it to destroy us, to not allow it to become everything, because you are everything, not your pain. So you, I know, believe me, I know, it's not as simple as putting a smile on your face and thinking happy thoughts. It's definitely not that easy. I wrote something which has, I guess, become a quote really over the years since I've written it, but and it's simply this: living with pain is like walking through a battlefield. You try and move forward, cowering and wondering where the enemy is and where the next attack will be coming from. And it is. It's like a war, isn't it? Like a war on your body. But like soldiers, we learn to fight another day. Chronic pain keeps us constantly wounded. There's no denying that, but all to varying degrees. And no one wants to be defeated. None of us want to be. We want to find ways to reclaim our lives. We want to survive, and we need to find ways to conquer our enemy being pain and disease. So everyone's battle is different, but every battle story is so inspiring and encouraging. Yours is inspiring. Your story is encouraging. Muse upon your story. Look at what you have achieved despite your pain, with your pain, and through your pain. Look, I know many of you say, you know, you find my story so inspiring, and I so appreciate that. And that's why I'm sharing it to a degree. But I do not want you to forget that your story is inspiring. You are inspiring, and you are doing as much as I am doing each and every day. You will be amazed to see just how strong you really are if you think about your story. I'd encourage you to journal. I'd encourage you even just to get a notepad out and write down an outline of your story and see how amazing it is, what you've achieved, where you've come from, and how strong you really are. Focus on that when you start writing things down. Don't ignore the dark patches and the moments of tears and wondering how you're going to get through, but include the things that you have done. You're here today because you've got through. That's how encouraging and inspiring you are. If you love something such as writing or a hobby, try doing it when you're at a high level of pain. I know that sounds really odd, but I'm saying that because if you're at a really high level of pain and you go and try and do something that you love doing, just see if by doing that, that you do find that your pain starts to lower and that your anxiety starts to lower as well. If that's the case, then you know you're onto something there. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain by giving it a go. So next time you really are feeling like you can't cope, just go and do something you love to do. Whether that's writing, as I said, whether it's a hobby, whether it's listening to a beautiful piece of music, whatever it might be, just see what happens when you do it. I would hazard a guess that you will suddenly just begin to feel a slight sense of relief and feel like you're a little bit more in control than you perhaps were prior to doing that. So then we went on to some other questions posed to me by the members. And one of them was, how do you come up with writing ideas and do you plan your blog posts? Well, I tend to not so much plan my blog posts, but I tend to have blog titles pop into my head. And once I settle on a title, I just set time aside to write. I almost need a title before I write a blog. It kind of is like, I guess, almost like my storyline, I suppose. I don't stew over it. I don't structurally plan my blog posts. It's literally writing from the heart as if talking to friends, because that's what I am doing. I'm talking to you guys. Or just like jotting entries in a journal. I wrote my book in exactly the same way. I find, and I actually mean that, I wrote my book by writing out the table of contents with chapter titles, and then just took each chapter title and just started writing. But I find that this approach allows me more freedom. Once I've got it all down, I reread and edit, and then I pretty much publish my blog post immediately. And in general, a blog post will take me about 2 hours from start to finish. I don't overthink them. I get the mood to write and I write. So another question I was asked was, did you write before you were diagnosed with a chronic disease? Another great question. I have always written. I loved English and English literature at school. I later studied freelance journalism and nonfiction writing. I wrote a short book in the late 80s about the history and restoration of a historic church building in our local community. I was the administrator for the restoration project to bring it back to its former glory. Just such an amazing period in my life. So the book was told from my perspective. I got to interview lots of community members who had vivid memories of the building and its uses from 1916, which is when it was built. And it was just such an amazing project, and I guess very much a legacy that I've left behind, which is such an amazing thing to do. So, yeah. But in my management and leadership career, writing communications, speeches, training programs, all of that was crucial. So my passion for the pen continued and I guess was able to flourish. And every time you write, I feel like you grow as a writer. You always, I do anyway, I always find that whatever I've written say today, I almost feel is better than what I wrote yesterday. It's just a continuous improvement situation. So yeah, that's in answer to that question, did I write before my chronic disease? Yes, I did. Have I written more since I've been chronically ill? Yes, I have. And the realization of writing my book is just a dream come true. So I don't know that I would have done that had I not ended up with this disease, which, yeah, bittersweet, I guess, but incredibly just so happy that I was able, have been able to do that. So then I got a fun question in the midst of all the other questions from one of my forum members, actually, and she asked me, Sam, if you could be a child again with a million possibilities for a career, a country to live in, etc., what would it be? And she said it had to be different to my actual life story so far. I actually found this really easy. So my answer was I would stay in the UK rather than immigrating to Australia, and I would run a boutique bed and breakfast in the English countryside, or maybe move to France and buy a chateau. And yes, I do watch far too many episodes of Escape to the Country and Escape to the Chateau, and follow YouTube chateaulands as well as they restore their beautiful chateaus in France. So yes, that was pretty easy for me. And there are a few more questions, but I want to end with this one because I think that it's one that you will all resonate with to a large degree. The question was, what's one tip you would share with the rest of us with chronic disease? And I do absolutely love this question. As you know, I have a bit of a catchphrase for this, which is chronic illness is a part of our lives. It's not all of our lives. I also write about my pain and my chronic illness to encourage others to feel free to talk about their experiences. Because after all, a problem shared is a problem halved, right? You know, as I ponder today about how I'm going to try and move through the next hour, the day and week ahead, one thing is certain, my pain can't be easily removed. I wrote a blog post a little while ago called A Case of Chronic Illness Overload, and I'm going to leave the link to that again in the overview of this podcast. It's really worth reading if you're just feeling so tired of talking about your disease and chronic illness in general. I literally pour my heart out in this one. If you have, though, any questions you'd like to ask me, I'd love to answer them. So please pop them in the comments of the podcast section, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. And so my tip in terms of what would I share with you in relation to chronic disease, I think it really is, don't keep it to yourself. Connect with a community. You know, make sure that you journal about your condition, but reach out to others that you know will understand, because it doesn't make you feel as if you are so isolated and alone. And as I said, that's why I set up Medical Musings with Friends, and you are more than welcome to come and join us. So I am going to leave it there. I've given you lots today in terms of a new podcast with Inspired to Be podcast and the beautiful ladies there, and my interview with them, the book sale, which I hope that you will be able to avail yourself of. There's only 20 limited copies, and then a few frequently answered questions that I've been able to share with you that have been asked of me over the last couple of years. So take care, everybody. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. It's been a little bit different, and I will be back with you probably be a couple of weeks, actually, because it's my husband's birthday next week and I've got quite a few medical appointments coming up. So it might be a couple of weeks before I'm back on here with the podcast. But in the meantime, I hope I've left you with lots to listen to and to think about as well. Lots and lots of love. Take care, and I will speak with you very soon. See ya. If you enjoyed what you heard today, you can subscribe to this podcast or you can leave a review. I would really appreciate your support.
If you would like to have more of my medical musings in your world on a regular basis, I also have a blog which you can find at www.mymedmusings.com. I post there at least weekly, so there's lots for you to read and be involved with. If you would really like to be a part of a nurturing community, Medical Musings with Friends is a private support group on Facebook, offering the hand of friendship, support, true care and understanding to anyone living with chronic illness. We would love to welcome you into our community. Just search Medical Musings with Friends on Facebook, click join, and you will receive the warmest of welcomes. I also have a book, My Medical Musings, a story of love, laughter, faith and hope living with a rare disease. It's available now through Amazon and my publisher, Imagine We Publishers. I would love for you to check it out. There's something in the My Medical Musings world for everyone. Something different to suit your needs. I hope you do find something that resonates with you and helps you feel you are not alone. Because you're not. Remember, chronic illness is a part of your life, not all of your life. Take care.